Thank you for your company, and welcome to the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists introduction to our webinar series, where you'll hear interesting conversations with members and guests. It's all about the mind. Chris Collingwood is a leader in assisting individuals and organizations to perform with exceptional effectiveness. Chris is an experienced coach, consultant, trainer, and therapist. He has been consulting and leading seminars in NLP and Ericksonian hypnosis since 1986, and is one of the most experienced NLP trainers and consultants in creating and applying NLP models in Australia. He is a co-author with Jules Collingwood of the NLP Field Guide, a reference manual of practitioner level patterns. Chris holds a diploma in training and assessment systems, a BA degree with a major in psychology, a graduate certificate in neuro-linguistic programming, and a master's in applied science social ecology. His website is inspirative.com.au. Welcome, Chris. Now, your presentation is titled Developing the Relationship Between the Conscious and Unconscious Mind. What does that entail?
Well, first of all, a bit of background. We live in a society which has a bias towards the conscious mind. Now, we contrast that, often people in the NLP community just talk about, you know, just trust your unconscious. And really, both views are extremes. Here's an example. A university in the Netherlands did a study. They wanted to find out whether the conscious mind or the unconscious mind was better at making decisions. And what they discovered is that the conscious mind is better at making decisions for irrelevant things, whether I'm going to have Thai for dinner tonight or whether I'm going to have Italian. So the inconsequential types of decisions, the conscious mind actually makes better decisions. And they found that the unconscious mind makes for major decisions like buying a home or selling a home, getting married or getting divorced, deciding to have a child, deciding to change companies. Now, this did not surprise me, because the unconscious mind is a different type of mind that is able to process vast amounts of information. Now, my view is, in some respects, it's the wrong question they were researching. It's not about whether the conscious mind or the unconscious mind is better, because we have these two different types of mind, and when they work together, you know, fulfilling the roles, what each type of mind does best, that's when people make superior decisions and, frankly, just live a better life. So this talk is going to be exploring how do we develop that relationship between our conscious minds and our unconscious minds. And as part of that, we need to know what are the specific roles and functions of each type of mind. And that's what we're going to be exploring in this webinar.
That sounds fascinating. Now, I notice in the blurb for your presentation, there's new code in NLP. What's the new code?
Okay, so there's really three things to think about. You've got the classic code. That's the original NLP developed by Richard Bandler and John Grinder and its derivatives. You've got the new code of NLP, where John Grinder and partners completely reorganized NLP. And then you've got Ericksonian hypnosis. So in the new code of NLP, it's incorporated patterns that Grinder found when modeling the psychiatrist Milton Erickson. Some of those patterns have been incorporated into the new code, also had influences from the work of an anthropologist called Gregory Bateson. So the new code is really a very different way of thinking about NLP conceptually and actually applying NLP, whether it's in therapy, coaching, or consulting. So it's an important distinction, and one of the key ideas in the new code is building, you know, developing that relationship between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. And the specific roles of each type of mind have been made explicit in the new code.
And that's going to be explained at the webinar, would that be correct?
Yes, yes.
That's fascinating. What will the hypnotherapy practitioner gain from this webinar?
Well, first of all, the fact that they're hypnotherapists, a lot of what I'm going to be talking about should make sense when they reflect upon their own experience in doing hypnosis. Because really one of the fundamental keys when doing hypnosis is, what are we doing as hypnotists? We are communicating to the client's unconscious mind. We're setting frames within which the unconscious mind can develop resources and make significant changes in keeping with the personal well-being and ecology of the client. I think it's very useful for hypnotists to be aware of the roles of the conscious mind and the unconscious mind so that they can be more effective at giving suitable suggestions and framing proposals to the client's unconscious mind to elicit the responses and changes that the client wants. You know, as a species, we have evolved to have these two different types of minds that have different jobs, really, different functions for us as people. And it's something that's not commonly understood or taught in a widespread way in our society. People have just not taught how to engage the unconscious to live a better life.
Well, I think everyone listening to this pre-talk should do this webinar.
And there'll be some tools that we cover that will enhance one's hypnotic practice.
Thank you, Chris. Really looking forward to this webinar.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to your company again. In the meantime, you can check out our website, asch.com.au.